I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our broadcast of I Love
Islam.
Alhamdulillah, we're back here, our I Love Islam team, and inshallah, before I discuss anything with them, I want to remind everyone, we start our program with quiz of the day. Come on now, without any delay, let's go straight to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right then, it's time for the question of the day. So today's question is quite easy. I'm sure many of you know this already. Come on then, let's go and see what's the question for today. What are the first 10 days of Ramadan known as? Shall I give you a hint? The first 10 days or each 10 day in Ramadan. So you got first 10 day, then second 10 day, then the last 10 days. Each of them have a name. So the 10 days of something. What could it be? I think the kids know it here. But some people, someone's given up already. That's an interesting one. Let's see if you know the answer then. Come on then, can you help the team here? They look confused today. Who think knows the answer? Can you raise your hand if you think you know the answer? Oh, two people. That's going to be interesting. MashaAllah. So I think that'll be a good idea. So, you know, in a short while, I'm going to tell these two kids who put their hand up, they have to give one hint each. Without mentioning the name, they have to give a hint to the other side, to the other side of the studio. You have to give them a hint, and let's see if they can get to the answer as well.
I don't know if it's correct, though.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out when you give the answer. Anyway, alhamdulillah, we're back here again. It's I Love Islam program. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we have so many beautiful segments. We have such topics that enlighten our hearts, that get us connected with Islam. And today, like always, we're going to start off with our first segment of the day, which will really boost our spirituality, which will really get us going. It will get us exciting, inshallah. Well, wait, you have to wait. Can't just do it right now. Let's go to the segment first. It's My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. This is our chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. And today we have a wonderful topic. Subhanallah. It's a topic. In this topic, we're gonna talk about how to something. I can't tell you right now. That's a quiz for the team who's in the studio today. But before we discuss this title, let's quickly go and see who's joined us today. MashaAllah, we have a full house today. MashaAllah, on my right hand side, we have the usual, the famous Muhammad Norman Reza. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Keep you well. You got a book open front of you. It looks like you're ready to read a kalam today.
Yeah.
Oh, MashaAllah. Well, that'll be interesting. MashaAllah. Next to you, we've got someone who's forced his way into the studio today. What's your name, sir?
Rais.
It's Rais. Rais means, by the way, like, it's another name for like a king or a leader. You can tell him, you can say, I'm the real Rais. Look at my passport. I'm the real Rais. So can you please get off my seat? What do you think? You're going to try that tomorrow? It's not going to work.
No, it won't work.
My
passport is going to expire, so I can't.
MashaAllah. How are you, Rais? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
You ready for the day? Are you happy, excited? Inshallah. May Allah bless you. Be ready then. There's a quiz coming to you. Come on, then let's turn this way. So who's going to go first? We're going to have the big Muhammad Hassan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you,
and
professor?
Before you say anything, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Thank you for asking me. I think all of you kids, when you ask me that question regularly, all of you together, it'll make me like as if I'm ill. And like you're asking me, how are you? I hope you don't want that to be. Anyway, MashaAllah, thank you for asking. May Allah bless you. You've been so kind today. MashaAllah, how are you, Hassan? Are you okay?
Yes,
how's family?
Good, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, you ready for the day?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, may Allah bless you. And then we have the famous Baba Ali. You have Ali, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before you say anything, how are you? And ask them, how are them?
How are you, them?
How are they?
Is that right?
How are they?
How are they? How are they?
How are you?
How are you?
What should I say?
How are you?
MashaAllah. I've confused Ali. I've got 5 points already. I'm winning him today. MashaAllah. We've started off with 5 points. Clear 5 points. So Ali, you're 5 points behind today. You'll have to do more now to get back onto this leaderboard. MashaAllah. Anyway, MashaAllah. I hope everyone's well. You're well and healthy. Full of iman, full of spirituality. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, happiness. Those who are going through difficult time, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala, remove this difficulty from you. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, peace and happiness in your family, in your household. Please stay tuned, watch the program till the end. Alhamdulillah, as you know, we've got the full I Love Islam team here in the studio. And we'll be having another brother who'll be joining us very soon as well, inshallah. So without any delay, I think today we should start off with the kalam. What do you think? Who wants to read a kalam today?
Let him read first.
Let him read first. Yeah. Because you spoke, you're going to read first.
No. Let him read
he's
first.
He's got a kalam to read. That's a later topic.
Okay.
It's related to our topic. And today, you're going to read or not, inshallah.
Yes, we'll read Allah.
Which kalam are you going to read? Can you tell everyone which kalam are you
going
to read?
I am going to read Hasbi Rabbi Jalallah.
Let's recite Durud e Pak. Sallallahu
alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalallah ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله بربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے صدقے میں آقا ساری جہاں کو دین ملا بے دیدان کلمہ پڑا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے کہا ور ہو نبی بتلا عذرا میری موتی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے کہا ور ہو نبی بتلا عذرا میری موٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ میں فی قلبی اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی ارے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے کیا پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ بی ربی جل اللہ میں فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سرور دین کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا اتارا ہے وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سرور دین کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا اتارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے ان پر سینے پہ رکھا پتھر پھر بھی لب پر جاری تھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ میں فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ that was a beautiful kalam well recited by Ali may Allah bless him may he keep reciting the naat mashallah Ali recited this kalam front of the local audience on Shab-e-Barat as well and I think he did a wonderful job on the day he didn't even have the naat book with him he didn't have his book with him and without that he read it really well so I just wanted to say to you well done for having that confidence and you read it so fluent you read it so reading beautiful on that day And today as well, you read so nice as well. Well done. I hope you can keep up the good work as always. Not the naughty work, yeah? You just stay away from the naughty things. Are you going to try? Okay, at least he promised he's going to try. Let's hope. Let's see how long he can keep his promise. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about how to prepare for Ramadan. However, before we do that, well, it's linked to our topic. So before we actually discuss the topic, we'll do the action. One way to prepare for Ramadan is get to the prayers now. Start praying from this moment. Start praying 5 times a day. In this program, we will be listening to a kalam about Ramadan as well. But before we do that, I want to go to Ali here. Ali's got his hand up. Ooh, I don't want his hand to get tired. He can get tired, I don't care. I don't want his hand to get tired. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. Anyway, come on then. Ali, why have you got a hand up? I've not even asked you a question yet.
Okay, well, I think the kalam is Ajil Ajil Ya Ramadan.
Oh my, that was quick.
I think it
Did
is.
Did you just read my mind?
It definitely is. It definitely is.
It definitely is, but we'll find out then.
Ramadan,
we'll
you know out. Any what other kalam other than Ajil? Other than...
I'll let you off there. You probably got it right. You're probably there now. We'll just get a final confirmation when the kalam is being released. Until then, someone needs to send a message to him so he can change the kalam so just to make it get wrong.
It's already been released.
It's been released. Yeah, oh, you've been talking already.
It's already been released.
Okay, inshallah, we will be listening to a kalam, inshallah, very soon. But before we do that, let's talk about how to prepare for Ramadan. Remember, Ramadan for kids. What could kids be doing? Remember, here we're not talking about in Ramadan. We're talking about the things we could do before Ramadan that could help us to make this Ramadan more special for us? What could we do?
In Shaban, visit a graveyard and like keep a fast, and you should. Yeah, and you could keep it fast. And
well, let's talk about like each point you said, each point you mentioned. Let's discuss them as well.
Okay,
so first point, what did you say?
The first point is to...
You said about graveyard.
Yeah, go to the graveyard.
So here, let's talk. Remember, this is a kids program. Yeah. So kids, we don't want them to run to the graveyard itself.
No.
Yeah? So we want them, if they go to visit any of their loved ones, they should go with their parent. Yeah, they should go with the father, granddad,
and
someone elder. They need to go there. And when you go to graveyard, you do dua for your loved ones.
Yeah, and it's a sunnah to go on the graveyard. This is why I'm mentioning this. So it's a sunnah. And so at the graveyard, you should do stuff like do tilawat, and like you could read Surah Al-Mulk, and or you could read like you could read a surah. Then you read a knot.
That would be really good.
Then then you do like a little speech there. Okay, and then
speech
like,
to who?
Like
this is graves over there.
Oh. So just don't do a speech. So like do like an ishtama over there.
MashaAllah. Let me just give you the context that those people are watching this. People think, what's going on here? Why is Ali talking about graveyard and it's a kids program? What's going on here? Just to let everyone know, alhamdulillah, on the night of Shab-e Barat, Muslims are recommended to go and visit the graveyard. Alhamdulillah, this year, Ali with his father and other people from the local community. In fact, this year, when we went to visit the cemetery on Shab-e Barat, we actually went on a
coach.
On a coach.
First time
on a coach to the graveyard. People go on a coach to, you know, for a holiday, or they'll go on a family trip. They'll just go out to have some fun, excitement. This year, we went on a coach to the graveyard. And may Allah bless the brother who took us there. It just made things easier for everyone, especially for the elders and the youngsters. They could go all together. And we were making dua on the way as well. And then when we went to the graveyard, so maybe it was the first experience for Ali going to the graveyard. Was it first time here?
No.
On that night though?
It has been like... On the night I've been there like 2-3 times, 4 times. Like,
really?
No, at least two times. Because I remember last year I didn't go, but the year before last year I did go.
Wow.
And then this year I went as well. So I think that
why are you saying that kids with them, obviously a guardian or an adult person, like a father or an uncle or a granddad, they should go to the graveyard? How is that going to help them to prepare for Ramadan?
So it is actually a sunnah of the Prophet to go on a graveyard on the 15th
to visit
night
graveyard.
Of Shaban.
But that's sunnah. Gone now. That's gone. So now, why should kids go and visit the graveyards?
To do so, dua.
To dua
and
for their loved ones. That's the main reason.
And
why we should go there. Why we should go there. We should make dua for our loved ones. We should also go there so we can do isal thawab. This is what Ali was just saying as well. So when you do any good deed, you're reciting Surah Fatiha, you read 3 times Surah Ikhlas, you read Durood Sharif. Then after this, you make dua. Ya Allah, all the good deeds that I've done, all the recitation that I've just done, Ya Allah, accept this in your honorable court, and also give the thawab, the blessing of this, to all the prophets of Allah, in particular our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And through our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, give the thawab and reward of all that has been recited to all the Muslims who have passed away, especially those who are in this graveyard who have passed away with iman. So it's a beautiful thing to do. And again, that reminds you about the afterlife. That's the key thing as well. When you visit the graveyard, it reminds you of the afterlife. Then it makes you more serious that you need to work hard in the dunya so you can make your grave beautiful. You can make your grave, you know, from the gardens of Jannah. So you can make your grave fragrant and so blessed and enlightening. That's what we should all be working towards. But that can happen. One way that will help us is by doing good things in Ramadan. Subhanallah. That was beautiful. That was like Baba Ali there. That was very wise and something like no kids normally won't think of. Ali, can I come back to you in a bit? Just hold on. Just hold on a bit. Let's go quickly to Rais for a bit. And Rais, mashallah, he's joined us today. And let's see what Rais Like, remember what I said, told you about Rais means like the leader, or you can call it the king. So Rais, can you tell the kids out there what could they be doing to prepare for Ramadan? Anything that comes to your mind?
Stop swearing.
Yes. Why is it important that they should stop swearing before Ramadan?
Because when you do sin in Ramadan, the sins will multiply. Right?
It's even bad. So doing bad things is bad, but doing bad things in Ramadan is even bad. It's so much more bad. Okay? That's why we need to start developing good habits right now. That was really good. MashaAllah, Rais, I think you said you hit the nail there. Yeah, we need to stop doing bad things now. So swearing is one of them. Can you give me some more examples? Like, what other things you're saying, these are kids' list, they shouldn't be doing in Ramadan?
They should stop them now. Oh, stop playing games.
Can you tell them over there? Why are you telling me?
Just stop playing games.
Yeah, can you say it nicely again to them?
Please, can you stop playing games? Because it's better to...
What could they do
instead of reading the Quran, read some nafil.
MashaAllah. Going to masjid to read
namaz.
If I was to summarize that for everyone, we need to stop doing bad things. Anything that comes into the category of bad things, you need to stop them. And I think let's take a step further and make a list of those bad things. Those things that you know, like, this is how I use my time and that's not really wise. Yeah, maybe make a list of those things. So games is one of them, definitely.
YouTube.
It has to be.
YouTube.
Watching things on your tablets, on
YouTube
your TV.
Yeah,
these things, you know, going on social media, spending hours and hours over there is not a good thing. That's not how you prepare for Ramadan. So one way to prepare for Ramadan is by cutting off from all this. You're cutting the connection from social media. You're cutting the connection with games. Instead, you're connecting with Ramadan. Subhanallah. You need to have a Ramadan vibe. That's the key thing. You need to be excited. Ramadan is coming. You know, Ramadan is like a guest. How is Ramadan like a guest? Come on. Rais, can you tell me again? How is Ramadan like a guest? Because guests only come for a short while, don't they? When you have someone special come to your house, you know, like someone very special, they come to your house, and what do you do like before they come? What does the whole
you
family
have to
do?
Prepare like a food, and you have to get your furniture done. And you have to clean your house and get ready.
And why do they do all this? Because they have a special guest coming.
Yeah.
Ramadan is like a guest as well. Ramadan is a guest from Allah Ta'ala. It's a blessing for us. It's a ni'mat. It only comes for a while. With a blink of an eye, Ramadan comes and goes. We don't even realize how fast it goes. So we need to make sure we look after Ramadan. We care for Ramadan. Well, from that point of view, caring for Ramadan here means that we honor Ramadan. We need to respect Ramadan. We need to make sure we use every single moment of Ramadan in goodness, in doing charity, in praying namaz, in reciting Quran Pak, you know, giving smile to people, helping each other, doing all the good things that you can think of, doing them in the month of Ramadan. And we need to start preparing for Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to be sincere and be ready for the beautiful month of Ramadan. MashaAllah. Thank you, Rais. Inshallah. Now you're going to be swapping with someone else. Inshallah. May Allah bless you. Now, Alhamdulillah, we have another person who's joined us in the studio. Could you quickly go to him? Come on then. Let's find out. Let's learn something from him about Ramadan. It's Brother Arkam. He's back here again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Arkam bhai?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
MashaAllah. You tried to run away today, didn't you? We got your back.
Then I remembered Ali's going to say he's back on zero, so I better go quickly.
Well, that's a good one, that.
I'm not on zero anymore.
Ali's magic's working. MashaAllah. Today we're talking about how to prepare for Ramadan. So what can you give some suggestion what kids could do to prepare for Ramadan?
So one thing we can do is first get a pen and paper.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Pen and a paper.
So I've got a book in here, there's paper. So you get a pen and paper.
Can you hold that book again? So, Brother Arkham's got a book. Can you please get hold of a pen? We got pen and paper then. We're doing better teamwork here.
So, we make a list of what we want to do in Ramadan.
So, Ramadan checklist.
Checklist.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm excited. Wow.
So then, once you write it down, it's in front of you. So you write down. And don't write too many things. Because if you write too many things, it's going to be too big and you're going to think, oh, I can't do that. So if we write five things, that small list of five things in Ramadan, I want to do five things. Because it's easy, like Ali said, then you're more likely to do it. But if you make a big list, you won't even do one. So
I'm just thinking someone might write, I want to do sehri, I want to do iftari, I want to go to sleep.
So I'm going to give the five as well.
I want to go to school. You do that anyway.
So in this list of five, we write five things which we're going to especially do in Ramadan. We might do it outside as well, but especially in Ramadan, we're going to do it. Number one, we're going to read all our namaz every day.
Inshallah. That's good.
Every single person.
Ali thinks it's easy. Come on then, who's going to prove it this Ramadan? Put that in your list and you have to prove Ali that it is easy. Well, you have to prove it yourself as well. If Ali said it's easy, then it has to be easy. Well, I don't know about that one. But it is challenging, but it's a good challenge though. Let's put that on the first, on our Ramadan
easy,
list.
Easy,
we will pray
easy.
Five times a day, inshallah.
So on our list, on our paper, we make the list. So number one is going to be read five times namaz a day. Then on the top, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 30. So we've got 30 days of Ramadan. Then each day when we're going through the list, tick it today. Did I do it? Did I not? And then at the end, we'll see, was it easy or was it not? So the first one, read all your namaz in Ramadan. So if you've done it at the end of the day, then tick it.
By the way, just to make you aware, we're talking about the things we need to do before Ramadan.
So this is, we're going to prepare for that. So we need to make that list before Ramadan. So when we see on the list, we know in Ramadan, I need to do these things.
And you need to get used to it now.
So the other thing is, start preparing in your mind that the second one, I'm going to fast every day in Ramadan. So you write it on your list. So then in Ramadan, every day I'm going to fast. So you need to mentally be ready. So then the third one, reading the Quran. So in the month of Ramadan, I want to finish one Quran.
MashaAllah.
So then that would be one spara a day.
Wow.
So then you would take it every day if you've done it or not. So you're already planning how you're going to spend Ramadan before Ramadan by writing and thinking about how am I actually going to do it. Then the other one was read one book. Any Islamic book, pick a book that in Ramadan, I'm going to finish this book. I'm going to start this book and I'm going to finish this book. Then how do you start planning it now? Get the book. So get the book before Ramadan. Then look at how many pages are in that book. Then divide it by how many? Ali, so we get the total number of pages. What are we going to divide it by?
By the days.
So, yes. So divide it by 30. Why divide it by 30?
But if you think you can do it in like less time, then divide it by less number.
Yes.
But if it's like a really, 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 really long book, like we could say 600 pages.
Yes.
Then you divide it by 20 or 30. Like you don't have to divide it by 30. You can divide it by
But we should pick a book that we're going to finish in 30 days in Ramadan.
So
then you divide it by 30, so you know how many pages you need to read each day. Then the other one, recite certain number of Durood-e Paak a day. Now you pick the number 10, 20, 100, 300,000. And then write it down that every day in Ramadan, I want to read this many Durood-e Paak. Now you've wrote it for Ramadan. So you've wrote, I want to read all my namaz in Ramadan. I want to fast every day in Ramadan. I want to read the Quran every day in Ramadan. I want to read a book and I want to read Durood-e Paak. But now you wrote it and you planned it. How are you going to do it? Start practicing it now. So your daily namaz, start. If you're not doing it, you need to start doing it. Do it now. Some of the days when you can't fast now until Ramadan, start fasting so you get ready for it.
Mashallah.
Start reading the book now or start reading a different book now if you want. So you're in the habit of reading. So when you wrote it down, I want to read this book in Ramadan. You might have wrote, I worked it out, I need to read 4 pages a day to finish that book in Ramadan. Reading 2-3 pages now.
I think 4 pages too less for Ali. Ali say, not 4 pages.
But if you got school, then you got Tarawih, then you got Sehri, you got Iftari, where are you going to do it?
That's easy peasy.
But there's no mosque in Ramadan for me, there's no mosque in Ramadan. So I can read more than 4 pages.
MashaAllah.
So then you can make it more.
I think what we should do, the kids who are here, including Rais here. So we got Nomal Raza, we got Hassan, Ali and Rais, and other kids who are watching this program as well. Why don't we make a Ramadan checklist? Hassan wants to say something. Hassan?
Our mosque makes like a thing called deed books.
Deed books.
So basically like, it's got like lots of things in it that we have to do, like read 100 times, La ilaha illallah, read how many Qurans, I don't know how many, read 100 times Astaghfirullah, 100 times Subhanallah, 100 times. So it's got a list of things like do not do just temper and stuff. So every day there's like a chart and it says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then if you've done that thing, you take it, and if you don't haven't done it, you cross it. And at the end of Ramadan, they check. Who's done the heist and who's got the worst?
I think it's a wonderful idea. What do you think, the kids who are watching this program, what do you think about this idea of making a Ramadan checklist? Let me read a message first. I've got a message. This message has come from Hussein. He says, Salam, wa alaikum salam, wa rahmatullah. My name is Hussein and I'm from Wokingham. Where is Wokingham?
I don't even know. What is that? What is
Wokingham? Do people walk over there?
Wokingham.
I don't know. Wokingham
is somewhere down south, Midlands or south, south of UK. Hussein, can you please get back to us? We don't have time to look at the maps here. And also, the answer you gave, I have to say, you got it correct. Well done. Just to remind everyone out there, the question is easy today. What are the first 10 days of Ramadan known as? What are the first 10 days of Ramadan known as? By the way, I did that before as well. That was a clue. The first sound I made is a clue. It's the sound of the first letter.
Mm. Mm. What was the sound? What was the sound?
Meme.
Well, we'll find out. Meme. Meme in Arabic is not meme. It's R. In Arabic it's R. Okay, Ra. Okay, the first letter. And in Arabic, you're confusing me here. In English, it's M. Okay, you can put a capital M if you want.
Yeah, oh, I know. M. I remember now. Now.
You can't shout the answer yet.
The 10 days.
Hold on. Ali, and Noman thinks he knows the answer. Come on, Noman, then. I'm going to put you into the test then. Noman, can you give a clue to Hassan and Ali without mentioning that word? The Arabic word and the English word.
It has a C in it. I don't remember the Arabic word.
So you can
word,
see things.
No,
you can see a
what clue is
the
that?
English C. word. The English Mac. Word, it has a C in it.
Mac.
Inside. What clue is Mac. That? Like, bro, give us. Okay. Tell us what's about. So, describe Maka. It.
No.
Yeah, come on.
It starts with mer.
Oh my gosh. Stop talking about mer.
The clue is about to give the words. You're going to be in trouble now. Huh? You can't just be doing that live.
But give me some actual clues.
You have to make it hard for him.
Marhaba, ya Mustafa.
Last time I checked, describe Marhaba it. Doesn't have a C in it. Ali probably thinks it. Ali, where is C in Marhaba?
It's not
explain
Mar.
It.
He said C is
well. I don't know how to explain it.
Marker.
Oh, marker with a C.
How do you explain it? I don't know.
That's your problem.
What clue is that?
Anyway, can anyone else give a bit of help to the kids here?
So if you're doing something wrong, you're begging for it.
Oh, that's a good one, that.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Can you give that clue again? Can you give that clue to the
kids? The days of forgiveness.
Ooh, no. That was so close.
The 10 days of blessing.
Forgiveness starts with and it has a C in it. Wow, you're so close. Anyone out there, can you please tell us what are the first 10 days of Ramadan known as? Ali is still bamboozled. He's stuck. He's confused. He doesn't know what day he's on.
Yes.
He's forgot everything today.
Yes.
So please, can you someone, don't give him the answer, but help him. Give him a hint. Is there anyone who wants to give a hint? Please reach out to us. Give us a hint to Ali. And someone here who's in the studio, he thinks he knows the answer, right? Oh, we've got another message. Ooh, the message just popped through. Oh, guess why is Hussein back here again? Hussein from Wokingham. He says, Wokingham is southeast region near Reading and London. MashaAllah. Thank you, Hussein, for sending us a message. And also, thank you for getting back to us. Well done. You're the champion today. Like always, Ali can't hold back. He wants to give the answer out. Ali, you have to wait for next week. Right, how to prepare for Ramadan? I think it's a good idea.
Okay, how to prepare for checklist.
Ramadan checklist. We should all be asking Allah, Ya Allah, please. We want to see Ramadan again. We want to meet Ramadan again. We want to breathe in the beautiful month of Ramadan. You need to have that love inside your heart. That is important. We were talking about how to prepare for Ramadan. One way is keep making dua. And there's a beautiful dua that we can make. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma
balighna Ramadan.
Can everyone make this dua? Allahumma
balighna
Ramadan.
Allahumma
Come on, everyone who's watching this program as well, can you everyone make this dua? Allahumma
balighna
Ramadan. Today's discussion was how to prepare for Ramadan. As you know, preparation is a big topic. Okay, everyone has their own way of preparing things. But we've given you an idea, we've given you some mindset. Please use these tips and try to prepare for Ramadan. Let's make this Ramadan a special one for ourselves. Let's make this Ramadan the best Ramadan for ourselves and our whole family, inshallah. There could be some Ramadan family activities on that checklist as well that you can have. May Allah bless us all. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment. Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? Let's find out from the kids first. Did you know, what's the topic today, Ali?
I think it's about Ramadan.
It is about Ramadan. Come on, let's see how quickly you can get to it.
Did you know the topic is about Ramadan?
Subhanallah, that's not the title. But the title is linked to Ramadan.
Okay.
Good try though.
How many words?
Taraweeh.
No.
Am I close?
Yeah, it's to do with Ramadan. Taraweeh is to do with Ramadan. Yeah. So you're close.
How many? Is it like one word?
You're close so far.
Is it like one word?
Or Quran.
Well, you it's two Ramadan. Words, but the key word is one.
Okay. Quran.
Come quickly, Ramadan.
Subhanallah.
Come quickly.
What are the key? What's the main thing that Ramadan is all about? Anuman Raza, you want to say something?
The main thing, the 30 fasts.
30 fasts?
The 30 fasts. Ooh, three words.
That's very, very close.
The fasts. Fasting in Ramadan.
Fasting in Ramadan.
Is that close?
Is it Laylatul Qadr?
Laylatul Qadr, subhanAllah.
How is Laylatul Qadr?
Laylatul Qadr again, inshallah. Well, can you say that again, Ali? Look over there.
Fasting in Ramadan.
Fasting in Ramadan. MashaAllah. That is our topic. What is fasting? That's what we're going to find out. Let's see what the kids say first. What is fasting? People fast in the month of Ramadan. Remember the main thing about Ramadan that Muslims do in this month throughout the world. You know, millions and millions of Muslims around the world, they fast. They fast in the month of Ramadan. And what is fast? Fast. I'm saying saad, and soam. In Arabic, it's soam. Yeah, fasting. Yeah?
Fast.
So what is fast? Is it running fast? Does everyone have to do everything fast in the month of Ramadan?
No, sir.
Maybe fast forward everything. What is Ramadan? And Rais wants to say something. Rais, can you message me? Then you can tell me, okay? Come on, Ali. What does fast mean? Like, do you have to run in the month of Ramadan? Like, what do you mean by fasting?
Fasting is soam, and soam is fasting.
MashaAllah, shukr. And you didn't
soam
know.
Is roza. Roza is soam.
Come on, Ali Hassan.
Fasting is when you don't eat or drink from sunrise to sunset.
So you're close.
Fajr to Maghrib.
Before Fajr.
I want to be more precise.
Before Fajr,
you do
before
the same.
No, look, you have turns. No more Raza.
So before Fajr, you can eat however much you want until it's
how much ever you want.
Just so you don't get too far. But yeah, when it's like Fajr or something, like a few minutes before or something, I don't remember. Yeah, but when Fajr starts, yeah, you're not allowed to eat. You have to keep the roza till 15 minutes before Maghrib.
No.
15 minutes.
Because I remember long.
What's going on here?
Because I remember.
Consuela,
I remember
please.
On a calendar a long time ago. I seen
15
it.
Minutes before Maghrib.
I know
where he's coming from. He's coming from planet Mars.
Jupiter.
What?
I think. I know where he's coming from. What? In his local masjid, for past so many years, they have a break for 15 minutes from the fast, when they break the fast, and then Maghrib Jamaat. So I'll let you off there. I'll let you off. Oh, you have to give precise answer. Come
it's
on.
Definitely
Rais
not
wants to say something. Go on, Rais. Rais has messaged me something now. Let's see what Rais has to say. Come on then. First of all, Rais has given the correct answer for the question. Well done, Rais. You have been fabulous today. MashaAllah. And he says, when you wake up before Fajr and eat, and then you can't eat until iftar time. That's the question. What is iftar time? Come on, Rais. What's
it's
going
after
on?
After Maghrib. Come on, guys. It's our Maghrib time. So right as Maghrib starts, it's iftar time.
Yes, you're right. That part you're right. So start of Maghrib.
What are you thinking?
Okay, your fast ends at the start of Maghrib. So it's up to Maghrib time, yeah? But the beginning time, someone said sunrise, someone said Fajr time, someone said 5 minutes before Fajr time, 15. So the fasting, let's find out from Brother Arkam, when do we need to do fasting? What does it mean? What is fasting? What's the concept of fasting in Islam?
So it's a bit more detail to it, but basically it's when you don't eat or drink from the start of Fajr. So once Fajr starts, Fajr time starts, you can't eat or drink until Maghrib time.
That's a bit long, isn't it?
Some places it's very long, some places it's not too long.
Well, in the UK these days it's quite easy.
Yeah, now it's easy.
And every year now, hopefully next 15, 20 years,
it'll be easy. Short, yeah.
But the summer period, that was a bit challenging. Well, alhamdulillah, those who keep fast, they keep fast. They don't look at the timing.
You know, for those who were thinking about it, it felt hard, or on paper
just,
it looked
just
long.
Thinking about hard, yeah.
Yeah,
just
but when you were actually doing it, it wasn't too difficult.
It's all about your mindset, though.
Yes, that's all it is.
Yeah,
our job is to obey.
Yes.
Now, when we hear the command of Allah, when someone made us aware, we've heard that it came to our ears, or we read somewhere, this is the command of Allah, we become aware of it, that's enough for us. We need to just, our job is to act upon the command of Allah. That's our responsibility. So whenever we hear, we find out, this is the hukum, this is the command of Allah, this is the instruction from Allah and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that's enough for us.
Yes.
We don't say it's hard, it's easy, whatever. Even if it's easy, we do it. If it's hard, we still do it. Yes. And the reality is it's proven now. It's proven that in the summer period, when the fast was really long, even in those months, Muslims in large numbers, they kept fasts.
Yes.
They did it. And those who did it, they found it easy. Yeah, a bit challenging 1 or 2 days, but then you get used to it.
You get used to it.
You know, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such a body.
Subhanallah.
And the way you train it, it gets used to that style. Subhanallah. That style.
It's the mercy of Allah.
It's a mercy. And who gives you the strength in Ramadan? First question is, whose order is to fast? The order is from Allah. The hukum is from Allah, isn't it? Allah has given us the hukum, and it is Allah who gives us the strength as well. So be strong, or be firm, and try to act upon it, and try to keep the fast for the whole month of Ramadan this year, inshallah. So when is fasting then? Can you please help the kids out here? When does the fast start, and when does it end?
So it starts, once Fajr time starts, you can't eat after that. All the way until Maghrib time, sunset, then you can eat after sunset, after Maghrib time. So in between there, you can't eat.
So the other way to look at it is, in Ramadan, you can eat from Maghrib to the start of Fajr.
Yes.
So full night, you can eat how much you want. Remember, what about morning, when people wake up in the morning and they eat something, the family gets up and everyone's excited, make food and they eat together. What's that morning meal called?
So that's called, what did Ali call it? Ali mentioned that.
Ali, what was it called? Early morning. Early morning breakfast.
Yes, in Ramadan. Early morning breakfast.
But what is it called though? We have an Urdu or Arabic.
I know.
It's known as
Sehri.
Sahur.
Kids love Sehri, don't they? And it's hard to, and it's tough to wake kids up in the morning. Well, is it easy waking up in the morning?
Yes,
it is
easy.
Ali thinks it's easy. I don't know about that one. We're gonna find out from his parents.
6 o'clock.
I'm gonna ask his dad. Yeah, I remember, I want to ask Ali, can you please tell me how easy was it for last Ramadan waking Ali over Sehri?
So
I think we should tell
mine's
everyone.
6:45.
Ooh, we're gonna find out some. We're gonna disclose some secrets next week.
In Ramadan, probably like 5 o'clock.
Okay. In Ramadan, mine's going to be a 6 day.
How is it easy? How is it easy waking up in the morning?
Alarm.
Generally, you talk about kids generally.
Alarm.
Ali, you know, last time I checked, you're not Hassan. You were supposed to be Hassan though, but you're not Hassan.
Yes.
Hassan means good. You're supposed to be good.
What does Ali mean?
But you know.
So like, is it like you're saying, how did they wake up?
Like, do kids struggle to wake up in the morning or?
Yeah, sometimes they struggle and they say like to their mom or parents, like, I slept late last night, I can't wake up, let me go back to sleep. Then they put the blanket over their head sometimes. I don't know, some kids do it.
Ooh, someone's probably sharing his own story here.
I don't do it, I don't do that.
Come on then, Nawalaza, what do you think? Is it easy waking up in the morning?
It is, for me it's alright, but I am definitely tired, like way too tired. Like right now.
That's cool.
I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, so can you keep a roza without having sehri?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think that's allowed.
Let's ask Mother Akam
then. Can someone keep a fast without doing sehri?
Yes.
And is it good? Should we do sehri?
Yes, it's not allowed to do sehri.
Is it good without sehri? Let's wait now. Let's wait for the
answer.
If you don't do sehri, you still can't keep a fast, or you still should keep a fast. You shouldn't miss the fast because you didn't wake up for sehri or you didn't do it. But sehri is a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should try our best to do it. So sehri, we should try our best to do it as well.
So sehri is like the food that we normally have, you know, to keep a fast.
Yes.
But you can eat before as well.
Yes.
So what is preferred to eat
at that
late morning? Yeah. Just before
the time of Fajr, yeah.
MashaAllah. So we should keep a fast. This year, who makes the intention to keep the fast of Ramadan? Come on, kids out there.
Maybe.
Who makes the intention to keep all the fast this year in Ramadan? Now, just to let everyone know, we need to go to the answer of the day. What's the first 10 days?
The 10 days of mercy.
The 10 days of mercy. That's what Ali thinks. What's the answer for today then? It's 10 days of...
Mercy.
MashaAllah. Well done, everyone. Whoever got the answer right, well done. May Allah bless you for getting it right. And inshallah, we'll see you again. May Allah bless everyone. Just before we go, can we all say I love Islam again? And also, I love Ramadan. Are we ready? Come on then.
First, let's say I love Ramadan and then let's say I love
Okay, we have to listen to Baba, don't we? Come on, Baba. So we're going to say I love Ramadan first. Everyone out there as well. Everyone out there, can you please sit properly? And raise your voice and say, I love Ramadan. Come on. 1, 2, 3. I love
Ramadan!
And I love
Islam!
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.